My name is Danielle Wersansky, and I am the book writer, lyricist, and director of the musical that we're working on.
Hi, I'm Megan Audette, and I play Katarina in The Secrets We Keep.
So, The Secrets We Keep is a musical that I've been developing through the Eli Wiesel Social Action Fellowship, which I was awarded last summer. And it's a new musical that's geared towards Holocaust education and combating anti-Semitism. I'm a PhD candidate at FSU in the history department, and my focus is using theater as a platform for public history, though I primarily focus on teaching about the Holocaust through it. Plot-wise, it's always so hard to like nutshell it, but basically, if you're familiar with a Rusalki, the Rusalki are like these Slavic mythological creatures that are the souls of women that have been drowned. They're sort of like mermaids or sirens. And we follow Luba, who is a Rusalka, who died as a victim of the Holocaust and has been stuck as a Rusalka since the 1940s. And we're in the present. And there are two young women that go to, Eastern Europe trying to find their roots and their heritage. And discover the Rusalki and the terrible tragedies that turn them into these creatures. And it's this quest for justice, vengeance, and what is fair, what is not fair, who is responsible for sins of the past.
This is very unique
Thank you.
and very interesting. So, Megan, tell me about what you do in the show.
Yes, so I play Kat, and she is one of the two girls who visits Eastern Europe to learn about her heritage. And she is the first one of the two to interact with the Rusalki, and she meets Luba and befriends her. So the Rusalki are very violent creatures, but Kat takes it upon herself to become their friends. And with that, she learns a lot more about the history of the area, and then she finds that her ancestor, Bronislava, her great grandmother, was involved with how Luba had passed. And so from there, it kind of devolves into from a friendship to enemies to somehow a friendship again.
So we're talking about the Holocaust, themes of anti-Semitism, themes of LGBTQ plus individuals. I mean, the subject matter is pretty timely.
We certainly thought so. Meg has worked with me for quite a while. She was working on my musical that we produced last year, which was also focused towards highlighting queer stories and queer history and combating some of the queer anti-queer legislation that was coming out. And it really resonated with us. We felt it was really timely, and we wanted to carry that over into this new project because in some ways, it's getting worse. Like with anti-Semitism, other kinds of hatred from other marginalized communities are also on the rise. And when I think about Holocaust history, when I try to look farther into it, there are very few stories of the queer victims of the Holocaust. And even when I was trying to like write a research proposal for this, I wanted to find like memoirs of queer victims of the Holocaust. And if I did, it was almost only men and no women. So I thought this was a really great opportunity in a small way to highlight those stories too.
And it would be hard to find them because they wouldn't be able to be themselves at that time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It would have been an aspect of themselves they had to keep hidden. And a lot of the time, one of the funny things, sometimes for men, but a lot of the time for women, there's a lot of jokes how historians look back and they're like, oh, they were just friends. And so a lot of those queer relationships were able to pass because of those connotations.
Now, I read that this production began as a concert.
Yes. So we did a concert version of the show in October. And basically, a concert version is they sing and they read the lines, but they don't really move so much. There's no blocking, and somebody reads the stage directions out loud so that the audience can visualize it. We're going to do this concert that's been developed now for an additional 7 months almost in Jacksonville, and then we'll be performing the show in Tallahassee at the end of April, and then off Broadway at the end of May.
It's happening at the Lab Theater at the end of April. And again, that's not an FSU sanctioned event, but they're letting you use the lab, or how does that work?
Yes, they're being very gracious and allowing us to use the lab theater. They don't usually or very often allow students to use that space, but they're working with us and being really considerate and supportive of our production, not just through the use of the space, but also through the loan of prop pieces from the prop shop and other support like that.
And Megan, how did you get into this?
I actually started with Danielle and with White Mouse through the last musical, as we had previously mentioned. I just kind of, on a whim, decided I'm going to audition for White Mouse despite being very nervous. And then I had started with the concert in the last musical we'd done, and I was music director and a supporting role for that show. And that kind of led me to being able to play Kat in this show, which is been such an incredible, and I'm so honored to be able to play this role and be a part of such an incredible production.
Megan, are you a student?
Yes, I am. I'm an undergraduate student at FSU, and I'm a dual major, dual degree with international affairs and theater. So this is somewhat in my alleyway, as it's, social studies and obviously theater.
So technically, this musical, this would be like the premiere.
Yeah, its official premiere will be Tallahassee.
Tell me about the shift to off-Broadway after that.
Yeah, so we have three composers that worked on the music for this, but the main composer, his name is Frank Sanchez, and he is local to New York, and he was really bummed that he couldn't come to the concert in October to be a part of the development for that. And so he sparked the idea, well, what if you guys came to New York? And then I could be a part of the process that way. And we thought that was really cool. And White Mouse has traveled to perform. Like, we've gone to the Greensboro Fringe Festival and the Orlando Fringe Festival. And we were like, why not try New York? And at first, we were dreaming a lot smaller than we were now. But we had the opportunity. We found an off-Broadway space that was available just the times that we needed it, that we could afford. They were really gracious to work with, the American Theater for Actors. And we decided if we're going to New York, why not go all the way off-Broadway? Because we really believe in the work that we're doing. And so we decided to go for it.
How long will the run be there?
It'll just be the week.
A week. Great. Is there anything either of you would like to add?
We're still fundraising, so if anyone goes to our social media or anything, they'll be able to see all the efforts we've put towards raising funds for it. We've raised almost $10,000 so far. So if anybody is passionate about our project too, they can always donate. Another good way, if people don't have the bandwidth to donate, is to buy tickets or reserve tickets in advance. And our performance in Tallahassee is free, though our shows in New York are paid. And we're really excited. It's such a community that we've created, such a big group of people, because we have 11 actors and I think an additional 20 crew members. So 30 people just working together to make this production the best that it can be. And we've been so fortunate to be supported by local organizations like Congregation Shomrei Torah here in town. And we're really grateful for all the support and all the people who also believe in our project. And we're really looking forward to showing what we've been working on. And I really think it'll knock people's socks off.
Okay, Megan, anything you want to add?
Yeah, I just really want to encourage people, if there's any spark of curiosity, to come see the show, because it's really, there was so much time and heart and effort poured into it, especially by Danielle. There's so much historical education and things that are based in reality that really feed into what the story is about. And it's so beautifully important and things that you will not just learn in a classroom. And Danielle did such an incredible job with everything she's doing, and I really hope that people can see that.
Just curious, you said there were a few composers, and did you already know them? Did you meet them during this fellowship?
Frank Sanchez, who was the primary composer, I had met a couple years prior in different musical theater writing groups, and we'd collaborated on a few smaller projects, but not an entire musical. I'd been dreaming of this musical since at least 2018, and it had been like incubating. And when it finally felt ready, it like ding, the musical was ready to be worked on. Frank was the first person I thought of and reached out, and he was down immediately to work on it. And then Jane Achenbach and Shannon Wolf are the two composers that joined, and they're actually the co-music directors for our production, and they're local to Tallahassee. Jane has been a longtime member of White Mouse, and I didn't even like it didn't click for me that she was a music major and played piano. And so when she was like, "Can I work on this?" I was like, "Yes, of course, please, that would be incredible." And then Shannon, who was also such a wonderful addition, her partner is actually our costumer, and I didn't even know Shannon did music either. And when she wanted to join the project, I was like, "Oh, okay." And then she turned out to be such an asset. I'm really grateful for both of them joining the production.
Well, I will say, do you both break a leg?
Thank you.